In this season of holiday shopping, now is about the time when many of us get stuck and don't know what to get for someone on our gift list. Correspondent Tom Bonsi found three Northwest companies who are selling unconventional presents. A hint, they involve used dolls, a precious exotic spice, and a different kind of gift card.
Let's begin with a Portland-based startup that seems to have found inspiration on Rudolph the Reindeer's Island of Misfit Toys.
How would you like to be a spotted elephant?
Or a choo-choo with square wheels on your caboose?
Misfits and More is what you'll find at unsettlingtoys.com.
Yeah, we definitely have our own. Maybe it should be called the Attic of Misfit Toys.
Sarah Derrickson and Brian Gilson of Portland started their e-commerce business earlier this year. They describe it as a rehoming and adoption service for unusual dolls, clowns, and stuffed animals.
Many of the toys have already been not a good fit for another person or another family because they found it creepy or was unwanted or, you know, the kid was afraid of it or it was damaged.
But what's unsettling to one family can be endearing or desirable to another.
We've been surprised by the really positive reaction that we've had.
Derrickson says the startup experienced a surge of business around Halloween from customers hunting for something spooky or haunted or with possible supernatural properties. Now, she and Jolson are curious if their inventory fits the winter holidays, too, where people might want to give some love to misfit toys.
No child wants to play with a Charlie in the box, so I had to come here.
If you're still stuck on what to get the person who has everything, I bet they don't have Northwest-grown saffron. We can be pretty sure about this because the precious cooking spice is rarely grown commercially in the U.S. Most supply nowadays comes from Iran. 5 years ago, Iranian-born immigrant Darush Amiri and his family bought a ranch near sunny Lake Chelan, Washington. They planted crocus bulbs, an autumn-blooming variety. The hand-harvested flowers yield red filaments. When dried, those become the spice saffron.
So I was just like, you know, talking to my dad, and he's like, you know, this is something you have to do because this is through our, roots. This is in our DNA, and it's something you can accomplish there because Chelan is exactly very identical to where I'm coming from in northeast of Iran originally, and I always feel like home.
Saffron is an expensive treat used to enliven dishes such as paella and risotto and make saffron tea. A small jar containing just 2 grams of the Northwest-grown spice retails for around $26.
Hey, we get it. Finding the right gift isn't always easy.
Now, for a lot of people, the go-to present when you just don't know what to get for someone is to buy an Amazon or Starbucks gift card. Seattle real estate lawyer Eric Marks hatched the idea for an alternative way back in law school.
And a friend of mine and myself were lamenting the challenge of buying gifts for a certain relative. For her, it was her father. For me, it was my uncle.
In that moment of frustration, a concept was born that years later would turn into a nonprofit named Tisbest.
And we brainstormed for a while, what could you do to solve this challenge in the world? And this is the idea we came up with. What if we could make a charitable donation for her, her father would choose, and for me, my uncle would choose where the money would go? We thought that's a great idea.
But Mark said he had to wait until the internet was mature for the idea to work efficiently. Now Tisbest sells millions of dollars worth of charity gift cards per year. When a person gets a card, they go online to designate the good causes they want to support. Mark says there are 1.5 million nonprofits in the United States that recipients can give to through the platform. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.